Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in on this fine Tuesday afternoon. This is DJ Gaines, and you're listening to Fresh Take Lives Tuesdays 2 to 3 at radio.dominican.edu. Today, I have with me my two friends, DJ Beefcake and Mads Powell. This show is going to be all about dating. My three segments I'm going to have today are about first-year dating advice, hookups, and long-distance relationships. So for this first segment, I'm going to be talking about first-year dating advice. And the first tip I wanted to throw out there is do not allow your relationship to influence your choice on what college you are going to. I have met way too many couples that come fresh out of high school and they end up going to the same college as their significant other, and they end up breaking up in the first week or month anyways of college, and now they're stuck there. And I just want to tell you guys to broaden your horizons. Take a break from your relationship too if you need to, like if you need that, and don't let your relationship hold you back. College is yours to enjoy. It's the time for you to go out and meet new people, and if you have a boyfriend and a girlfriend, 100% of the time you're going to be with them. I feel like people restrict themselves to their significant other and you will not meet new people, and once you break up you're going to be stuck with no one because you had a boyfriend slash girlfriend the whole time and you would not have met any new people because you did not get out there and mingle. So if you do end up having a relationship and you do take a break, and after the break and exploration time you realize that you still want to be together, then come back. This will make your relationship a lot stronger. And my next tip is for all you freshman girls coming in is that college guys are still just as immature as high school guys. I think this is a pretty solid fact that I can get backed up. What do you think about that, Pow and Beefcake?
I feel like it's really true because I came in freshman year like kind of wanting to date someone, and I thought that like, oh, because we're older, we're in college, like we're living on our own now, it's going to be so much different. But I feel like because we're living on our own for the first time, it honestly makes boys' immaturity come out even more. So yeah. I realized that really early on.
I totally agree with that. I remember, I think all girls come in with the idea, oh my gosh, whole new pool of guys, this is like, I'm stoked. And then guys come in with, oh my God, I get to hook up with so many girls. They're like two different completely mindsets. And it definitely is a hookup culture in college, which is different.
Yeah. And so also when you come into college, I suggest not rushing into anything right away because you're going to limit your options. Just go in and make friends with guys. Yes, you can be friends with guys. You'll want to break from the girl drama. Do you guys think that girls and guys can be just friends?
Yes. My whole high school like experience and college experience was basically built around friends with guys, and I feel like I'm still friends with so many guys now, even if they've left Dominican or from high school, and I'd way rather have it that way than try to be something more than friends and not be friends with them anymore because I cherish those relationships a lot more than just hooking up with someone.
For me personally, I went to an all-girls high school, so I had such strong relationships with just like female, like we were all about feminism, go girls, and we were all about empowering each other and building each other up. And there was a boys school that was across from us, and we were always just like friends with them. We were good friends, and I think that the all-sex schools, at least for me, helped establish like good relationships without utilitarian relationships, like you like using each other for friendships to get something out of it. And I think coming into college, I would go up and like try to like get to know like guys, and I wanted to be friends with them, and I would like ask them about their life, and they were like taken aback kind of because they're like, are you trying to date me? I'm like, no, I just want to know about your family, like what's wrong with that, like I just want to know you. And I think that's something different, like for me when I came in, guys were kind of like taken aback, like, oh, you don't want me, like you don't want to hook up with me. And I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I just want to know your dog's name. Like, that's it.
Yeah. I feel like there's this stigma that girls and guys cannot be just friends. And when a girl is trying to be friendly to a guy, she wants their D, or like vice versa. But I feel like this is honestly, it's kind of sexist because I feel like this flips back more with guys. I feel like guys cannot be friendly to girls without being creepy or wanting them, and I feel like that's almost sexist in a way that we hold guys to that standard.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Also, there's some friendships that I dropped when I was a freshman because I think they thought that, oh, like, we'll be friends, but eventually down the road, I'll get to hook up with her. And I was like, that's not how this works.
Like,
this isn't like some deal, like, I get, like, you get my company, I'll hook up with you later. That's not how it works.
Yeah, exactly.
I also feel like creating that boundary early on, like, if you know a guy kind of feels a different way about you, just being like, you know what, honestly, it's not going to happen, and they can respond to that accordingly. Like, either I've had it where I remain friends with that person for a long time, and it's cool, or just, you know that it's just not going to be a friendship that you want to be
in. Oh, I've got a story for that one. It might kind of goes into hookup. It kind of goes into the hookup segment, but I'm going to tell
that. Tell right now.
So I was a freshman, and we were at this party, and this guy just blatantly says to me, hey, we should hook up. And I was like, no, we shouldn't. And he's like, oh, I was getting different vibes. And I was like, that's because we're friends. That's not like a weird thing. And then the next day, I was just, he texted me, and I was like, no, like, I'm so flattered, but I'm not that, like, I'm not down for that. And then I just said, hey, the next day, and we were friends after that. So.
Yeah.
Perfect example.
Sometimes, though, it can be a little tricky with the whole friend zone thing. I've had it where I'm super friendly with a guy, and we hang out a lot, but they get the wrong idea. And I want to tell all you people, try not to lead on people. And if it gets to that point where you sense that they're starting to develop feelings towards you and they're starting to actually want to go on dates or whatnot, be straight up with them. Tell them that, no, I just want to be friends, because I've been in those situations where you can end up hurting someone's feelings. And I think that's reverse. That's a really crappy situation to be in. So be careful. I wouldn't be careful with So be careful with how you're going into a relationship or a new friendship, because you want to be straight up with how you feel about someone is mainly what I'm trying to get at.
I feel like the hardest ones for me is when you're not sure if you may like someone or not. So you're going to have to test the waters, and then you're like, whoa, I do not like you. And then they still like you. And it's hard to be like, well, now I don't like you from yesterday.
Yeah, no, I've had that happen all the time where it's like, you're super into someone for a week, and then all of a sudden one day it just flips.
That happens to me all the time. They can eat a certain way, and I'm like, done. Nope,
yes,
you're
one,
out.
One little thing can just turn you off, and it could be something so like random.
They sneeze, I'm out. I'm not kidding. Like, I've been completely turned off by a guy because he does the dumbest, smallest thing. I'm like, I can't. Because I feel like in my head, because I'm a girl, I go, oh, well, the way he sneezed, like, interpret, like, I'll interpret it, like, some way.
He
interprets
it this way.
He must hate his mom. Like, I can't date him. Like, that's how, like, it goes in my head. God. It just goes to, you, like, girls look at the little things and then, like, perceive that as a way bigger thing, like, that something more telling in a way.
Yeah, exactly. So another piece of advice I want to give everyone is that I would say yes to a lot of dates you get asked on. These don't have to be straight up, like, one-on-one movie dates or going out to eat. Just, like, little dates. I wouldn't write people off so quickly. You never know what can happen. It doesn't mean you guys will be girlfriend or boyfriend. It just allows you to get to know someone. It could result in a great friendship, honestly, in the end. What do you guys feel about that? Like, do you think you should go out and explore one-on-one, or do you think that's kind of iffy? You should go on double dates first, or what?
I like single dates because it really shows, honestly, how compatible you are. Like, I've had dates where it's just been crickets. Not actually that bad, but just, like, where you don't hit it off as well, whereas in a group, you're more likely to hit it off.
Yeah.
Which is easier, but at the same time, like, if you're solo and you're going at it, like, easily with each other, it's not like that. But it's easier to know that you'll have stuff to talk about all the time when you're together by yourself.
Yeah. I also agree with that, but I also think it depends on what your relationship is, like, thus far. So if you know this person, you have a class with them, you know them kind of well, and going on a date with them solo wouldn't be awkward because you do have things to talk about, I think that would be okay. But for me, when I was in high school, every date that I was asked on, I said no, because I was just scared of the idea of, like, going, like, alone, and I have no idea, like, these people, like, I didn't know them, and they would kind of, like, hey, you want to get lunch, which is very casual, right?
I know, and it's scary.
And it scared the poop out of me, like, I literally, I was like, I can't, sorry, I'm doing community service. Like, I'm feeding pigeons, I'm sorry, I can't, but I think the group idea is a way better thing to see how they're, like, in a group setting. And then once you get a little bit more comfortable with them,
that's true.
Go solo. And then you can really, like, it's very telling. Solo dates are very, very telling.
Yeah, some people are so different. Some people act all high and mighty and super confident when they're in groups. But then when you get them
solo,
one-on-one, they can
suck.
Or it could go the other way. They could be very humble and actually – very nice, and it's really good to get to know someone solo, one-on-one, when they're not putting on this big act to impress their friends.
I feel like I also get a little mad when someone asks me on a date and they just expect me to, like,
keep the conversation going
and just, like, give them something in return. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, why don't you come in my apartment? Like, no.
No.
Like, I just want, I agreed prostitution. To go to the park
that's
with
not
you.
How this works. Yeah. I just wanted a play date.
I didn't sign up for this, exactly.
No, because one time I went to a play date. Don't say it like that. That's a weird. No, but I went to In-N-Out with this one guy, and now he's like, I'll pay for you. And I was like, no, I got it. Like, I can pay for myself because I'm not going to, like, hook up with you in exchange for a milkshake. I mean, milkshakes are very good, but it's exactly. not worth my body.
So true. That's what I was trying to say.
And so my next tip I have is, end any negative or poisonous relationships you have going into college, or even if you're still in college and you still have those, just let them go. Because if a relationship is not making you happy, it is not worth it. This also goes for friendships. But yeah, relationships are supposed to make you happy. Do not stay in one if you're not happy. And I've had some pretty poisonous relationships. For example, one of my ex-boyfriends, he would bash on my intelligence just because he was super smart. And that just, why would you want someone who just knocks down your confidence a little bit? I remember this scenario perfectly. For our high school, we have 3 different awards for the volleyball team. It's offensive MVP, defensive MVP, and then there's a special award they gave out. It's called the Michelle Bonacera Award, and it's dedicated to a girl who passed away on the volleyball team, but she had a lot of energy, spirit, leadership, and so this award is dedicated to those who exhibit those personality traits. And so I ended up getting that award, and so they put your name in the cafeteria on these plaques. And so I remember my boyfriend saying, oh, what's that award? Is that the award for losers? And I was so taken back. I was just like, are you serious? That I just got, I earned this award through my leadership skills, through just how aggressive I am and everything. And then you totally just shut me down saying, oh, is this award for losers? Because it's just a different kind of award. And so I think at that moment I knew, I was just like, okay, this is so negative. Why do I have this in my life? And then once you end something like that, you'll realize how much it wasn't worth it. And you honestly will feel slightly dumb because you should have ended it so much sooner.
I remember having like flings with guys where I just was never sure about, like, I knew they liked me, but I was like, oh, why aren't they like wanting to hang out with me more? Why aren't they like treating me better? Not that I deserve to be like held on this pedestal, but then once I met like the boyfriend that I do have, I'm like, oh wow, like I really did some really stupid things to like want a guy to like me, or like thought that I, you know what I mean, like deserve to be treated better.
Another tip on that is that it's very hard to determine what they're in it for. So a little tip would be to, like, possibly if you want to, you don't have to, but start out with a friendship first, so you have some like foundation and like a level of respect almost, and then like, so you know who they are, you know their character, and then get into it physical if you trust them, like, you know what I mean.
But once you get to be friends with a guy, this is really important that my dad has always told me, is look at the way he treats his mom. That is
so
huge.
True.
I've met some guys that are just so rude to their parents, and that means a lot. How do you guys feel about that? Do you think that's true?
I agree. And, like, family's such a big part of my life. Like, I feel like just family in general. Like, if they don't have any relationships with any of their siblings, if they have siblings or relatives or parents, it's kind of like a red flag to me, because that's such a big part of my life and who I would want to introduce that person to, like, early on in my relationship.
I also agree. You touched on a point that I think is very important. If they are not bashing on only children, but having siblings is such an important part of who I am, and it plays a lot into my character, because you have to learn to live with someone, you have to learn to be considerate of other people, how they live, and just considerate of other people in general. And I think it's very hard for people who are only children or
come from
broken families or who don't treat their siblings or don't have good relationships with their siblings. It's very telling to, like, how they're going to treat you.
Have you guys had any poisonous or negative relationships in the past? Or even friendships. It can be friendships and how you cope with that.
My freshman year, kind of going back to when I, like, kind of wanted to, like, start going out with someone, I, like, was kind of set up with this guy early on. And it was like kind of acting weird, and all these soccer girls started to hate me, classic. And yeah. I realized that he was going on dates with this other girl too, and I was just like, all right, cool, like I'm not gonna go on dates with you anymore. And then he texted me saying like, I'm not going on dates with this girl anymore. I was like, okay. And then he went on another date. It was just like, and we hated each other. Long story short, me and this girl ended up being like best friends, and we just completely like dumped him in the trash. But it was just like the worst kind of relationship. Like, I don't even know why I would ever want to be with someone after they were dating two people.
I heard, I saw this one. Have you guys seen the show The Bachelor?
Yes.
I saw this one tweet that said, I feel like dating life is just The Bachelor, except girls don't know they're on the show until week 6 or 7.
Yes, exactly. That's like how everyone, felt.
Like, because now in this day and age, like people talk through so many mediums, like Snapchat, Twitter, DM, and they're just talking to so many different people, and it's hard to actually know when someone's only interested in you.
Yeah,
it's like it's hard to decipher.
And the thing is there should be guys that if they're honestly going on dates with multiple people, they should make that clear, because there's nothing wrong with that if the people that they're going on dates with are okay with it. Yeah. Like my parents met, and my dad was going out with like 3 different girls. My mom totally knew, and so she played the relationship way more casual than she would have if he said, you know, you're the only girl. But it got to a point where she's like, hey, like if this is gonna go further, like you. It's got to be, you know, cut the other ones out. And so he did, and they're married. So.
Another example. Now they're married. Yeah. Here you are.
Here I am.
So another example I have is that my roommate, actually, my freshman roommate, she had a boyfriend coming into college, and she was super close with him. And she kind of sectored herself off, like you were talking about earlier. She just didn't go out. She went home every weekend, didn't get really a chance to meet other people in the beginning of the year. And that's why we didn't really get close with her till second semester. But she actually, the classic, I don't know if you guys know this term, the turkey drop. The classic. The
explain. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know the turkey drop?
What the?
Yes. Okay. So the turkey drop is when everyone goes away for college in a relationship, and they come back at Thanksgiving, because that's when everyone comes back, and they drop each other. The turkey drop.
Got it.
And that's the term.
I just didn't know the term for it.
Yeah. Well, there is, and I just told you. So you're welcome. And anyway, she was like, she was talking about how he was so obsessed with her, and how he was like depressed because of her, and it was just, it didn't sound like a good relationship at all. And then she would put him on speakerphone, and then we would hear their conversations, and we're like, wow, that does not sound too good over there. And she just didn't have like the best time in the beginning of college, because she was worried about someone who wasn't there. And especially as a freshman in college, this is a time to explore new people, new things, new activity.
Totally.
So I think that is a really good point, just for all those freshmen, just know that, just go out there and experience new people.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning into this first segment, where I talked about first year dating advice, generalization of dating in college. Next segment, I'm going to be talking about hookups. It should be an interesting one. This is DJ Gaines Live, Tuesdays 2 to 3. Thank you for tuning into radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back.
You're even with me when I'm all alone. The people stop and stare. They say that no one's there. Maybe we're better when we're on our own. Cause they don't know you like I know you. I know they don't. No, they don't. They won't love you like I love you. I know they won't. No, they won't. I'll take you anywhere.
right, welcome back, everybody. This is DJ Gaines live with Fresh Take Tuesdays 2 to 3. I hope you're having a great Tuesday afternoon. So if you missed my last segment, we were discussing first-year dating advice in general. This whole topic is going to be about, this whole show is about dating. But this next section that we're rolling into is going to be about hookups. Should be pretty interesting. So since we're in college, college is considered, has this whole hookup culture tied to it and how no one really dates anymore and how people move on super fast. They just, you know, the whole hit it and quit it. As the wise YG once said, toot it and boot it. So we're going to roll on into this discussion. So my first thing I have to say about college hookups is they're there. They're bound to happen. Everyone does it. Don't be ashamed when you do hook up with someone. I would own it. And some advice is find someone you can confide in, and you're going to want to discuss about it. You're going to want to talk about it. It just makes the burden a lot better when you have. So it doesn't have to be your roommate, but do establish a good relationship with your roommate, because if you do want to hook up with someone in your dorm room, you're going to want to be like, hey, what's up? Shoot him a text, you know, time to go. Little eggplant emoji. Like, I got to go. You know what I'm saying? So you want to establish a good relationship with someone you can vent these issues to. My next tip I have about college hookups, and I'm going to preach this one, is protection. Use protection. Have a stockpile of condoms if you're a male or female, and watch out for that expiration date. You don't want to be getting it on and that thing breaks. You know, that's a real, that'll dim the mood a little bit. And I would suggest having one on handy at all times. Put it in your purse, put it in your, I wouldn't put it in your back pocket, but you know, if you need to, if you're one of those. And I suggest if you're female to use birth control. There are many different forms of birth control. I heard over here DJ Beefcake had something to say about a new form of birth control, I think that was.
Well, it wasn't necessarily a new form, but there was just a bunch of studies, because there's been a lot of controversy around the whole thing. And people say there's a bunch of studies about how it causes depression, how it causes breast cancer, how you're more likely to have like different types of diseases. You know, there's just a bunch of warnings, and the newest one is the one that it causes depression. So that's what I just found.
Do you know what kind of what form of birth control that is?
How the pill.
It's the pill.
Yeah.
Okay. So with protection comes the almighty STDs. They are real. They do happen. There's a study from Stanford University's Sexual Health Peer Resource Center that 1 in 4 college students have an STD or are bound to have one throughout their college life. So I suggest if you do have an STD, be honest about them. You know, the more people you talk to about it, the less stigma there will be about it. And the smarter everyone can be about protecting themselves and the ones they, you know, lust for. But we're all college students. We all know that people hook up all the time and that STDs exist. So don't be ashamed about it. I would, the more, like I said, the more you talk about it, the less stigma there's going to be about it. How do you guys feel about that?
I agree. I think it's like way more common than people think. And also, I feel like it's important. Like, it isn't, it's embarrassing for someone if they've been with a bunch of people post that person they got it from, but they need to tell, like, it is legally, like, in your right to, you have to tell those other people, because then you're just spreading it even more and more, and you wouldn't like it if someone that did that to you.
Yeah,
so.
Could you imagine just hooking up something at mid-hookup? Oh, by the way, I have this.
Yeah.
Like,
That's just rude, and I also think it's important not only to, like, know your, like, do your research. Like, do your research if, like, I absolutely encourage protection, but do your research on like what it is, how you would use it, like different, you know, just do your research on that and know your research about different like diseases, because it's super important and you should definitely be aware of that.
And become familiar with your healthcare center on campus. That's your friend. A good one will usually have free condoms, STD information and checkups, plan B and pregnancy tests. But like Kate said, be familiar with the certain kinds of STDs, because a lot of the time 80% of people don't even realize they have one. So I suggest going in if you feel something's a little funky, just go in and get a checkup.
Totally.
You never know.
Better safe than sorry. Because like long-term effects can honestly, like for girls, can be like birth defects in children.
That's
and like not
insane.
Being able to get pregnant, that's that's so not worth it.
Yeah,
I know, for me every time, because you guys watch Grey's Anatomy, right?
I don't.
Yes.
But you know
yeah.
you know
I watch it.
Sorry, they make everything, like, they'll have people come in with, like, a cough, and then they'll leave with a brain aneurysm.
Yeah.
So that show has now forever, it's in real. My mind, given me the idea, if I have a bump on my forehead, I now have cancer. That is literally, like, it's, something's wrong with me. So I always go and just check up on yourself and know what's happening, know your body, know your research.
Yeah. So my next thing I want to get into about college hookups that I highly suggest is do not hook up with someone when you're drunk. There is a difference between a healthy buzz and being completely trashed. I mean, college students are most likely to have sex when they are slightly buzzed, but try your best to stay clear and hold back when you get a little shiz-faced, you know what I'm saying? I suggest to have a friend or three or five on your hands.
Depends how.
Who've got your back and will be the ultimate cock block. If you think you've reached that level of intoxication and you don't think you can make a proper judgment, so get some friends. I've had that happen to me before. They just, like, pull you out of there, like, yo,
yes,
time to go, let's go.
I literally had one experience. It was like in high school, like senior year, and I had too much to drink, and I was honestly getting sick, like, physically getting sick, and some guy tried to come over and, like, take me. My friends were like, nope, like, she's literally, like,
in
throwing
the
up. Yeah, like,
see, guys don't realize that when you're throwing up, that's like a no-go. Like,
yeah,
like, for example, Brock Turner, if she's unconscious, she must be down.
Yeah,
that's not how it works.
Silence is not
she
consent.
Didn't say no. Silence is not consent, even though that quote has been said to me by a guy referring to hooking up with girls. Silence is not consent.
Yes, contrary to popular belief. Yes.
Yeah,
not,
seriously,
not. So also, when you're drunk, think about, if you can, if you're this able, think about all the negatives of drunk sex. I mean, there's poor sexual performance. You could black out mid session. There's also the accusations of date rape that can come with
totally.
It. Yep. And actual date rape. You know, I can go on and on. Mid-sesh vomiting, forgotten birth control, accidental pregnancy. If you're at a frat house or sorority, that's really scary because people can just walk in anytime, take videos of you, post them everywhere. Mm-hmm. So think about all the negatives if you remember, and that'll hopefully help you hold back from hooking up with someone when you're shwasted.
Drunk hookups are not only like very at bigger schools, it's they have a bigger problem of date rape and the what do they call it, the pill that you drop in someone's drink, or
roofies.
Yeah, the roofies. Thank you. And
roofies.
Yeah, but here the hookup culture here is completely like, in a sense, completely different, but kind of the same, because we have, you know who you're hooking up with.
Yeah.
You know everybody at the school, so you...
There's no stranger
danger, like, but it's, you know what you're getting, like, you don't know, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, and at Dominican parties, it's usually the same 50 people,
exactly.
So you have your solid friend group there, boys and girls, and there's a lot of people out there to protect you, and I feel at Dominican, a lot of people are really respectful about this. And I feel like if there was a guy to come to campus and end up roofing a girl or something, there will be a ton of backlash on that.
Everybody
from everyone on campus
totally
will join
everybody
it against.
Everybody would know.
Yeah, well, this is a really safe community, I feel, for that. And I really appreciate that about Dominican.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a problem we have to worry about as bigger schools, because I've heard stories of my friends who go to big schools and they're at, like, these big frat houses, and they say guys literally will just walk by a girl's drink and put it in. Not like,
oh,
he's
God,
getting her
insane
a drink, but she's just holding out, like, to her side, and he'll just walk in and put it in.
That's crazy.
And they don't even know each other, but
yeah,
here we have this community where we know each other. We know each other's friends.
Your reputation.
Yeah, there's a higher level of respect here.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember coming into college, my mom was freaking out because I have three siblings back home, but my two older siblings are both boys. And so my mom's like, okay, Zoe, be really careful with whatever drink you're drinking. Cover it at all times.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can calm down, I'm going to Dominican. But then I step back and realize how big of an issue this is at bigger universities and colleges, and it's super scary.
There was this movie that came out on Netflix called The Hunting Grounds, and it was... There's a statistic that 1 in 4 women will be sexually assaulted at colleges.
Dude,
and a lot of colleges don't report it. And it's like, that's a whole another story about, like, I could go on and on about that. But here we're so lucky and fortunate that we have, like, a higher level of respect among people.
True.
Yeah, I agree. So my next tidbit I want to talk about hookups in college is, do not get involved with a guy or girl who has a boyfriend or girlfriend. You know, this might seem really obvious, like, oh, this person is in a relationship, I shouldn't hook up with them, but it happens a lot. But a lot of older guys are notorious for seeking out younger girls, underclassmen who don't really know them very well, and they don't know who's with who. So sneaky guys can cheat with ease. So my tip would be do a little social media stalking before getting involved. You can find out so much social media.
Information.
Just go through the comments, be like, oh, this girl commented on his picture, and you click on it, his initials are in her bio, you know, like, okay.
Universal symbol for relationship.
They've been dating for 5 years. Yeah. Wait, what? I thought we were dating already.
Yeah. Be like, oh, he didn't tell me about her, but oh, his initials are in her bio.
So obviously they're married.
And you can get involved in something really, really messy that you don't even mean to get involved with if you do that, because girls find out everything, honestly.
Exactly. You don't want to get branded with a bad reputation from one hookup, because girls are psycho.
And another thing is that guys don't realize is girls talk to each other. Yes. Uh-huh. Like, girls communicate. Like, we don't tell each other. We tell every single detail. Like, we're writing a movie script, like, to our friends. That's how we describe things. And guys will, like, not be oblivious. Oh, you're trying to hook up with my friend. Like, don't you think we talk to each other?
Yeah.
Like, don't you know that we're good friends and we actually, like,
I just care more about each other than you.
Exactly. I don't know how guys are so oblivious to the fact that, like, this is Dominican, so
small. Word is gonna spread
as it is. And now you're trying to hook up with a friend group and there's two people in that friend group. Obviously they're gonna know. Like, how do you not know?
Yeah, and don't hook up with a guy who's been with every single one of your friends.
Oh, please don't.
It's so weird. I've had some people that do that back home in high school, and I'm like, are you serious? He's hooked up with all your friends. Do you really think he likes you for who you are? I don't know.
I honestly just don't get the – I mean, I know it's obvious, but I don't get the point of cheating on someone, especially when you've been dating for someone for so long. Like, at that point, you've obviously made, like, long-term goals with them. Mm-hmm. And how would you feel if you honestly ended up with that person and you've cheated on them 3 times, two times, even 1 time? You know what I mean? Like, that's in your conscience. For me as a person, I just wouldn't be able to handle that.
Yeah, and that's like having – when I was talking about having a relationship in college as long distance, is there's going to be that jealousy that's always surrounding in your brain. You're going to be thinking constantly, oh, what are they doing? They're in college too. Like, what could I be doing right now? You know, there's just having that trust is hard to establish, but I'll be talking about that later. Something else I wanted to talk about with college hookups is don't hook up with someone to get them to like you. Mm-hmm. This is huge.
True.
You're going to want to sleep with someone because you're attracted to them and you want to have sex for that one night, you know, have a little fun. But no more than that. Do not set any expectations of a future relationship with them, because you'll only end up disappointing yourself. How do you guys feel? Do you think that's pretty fair to say?
Yeah, I feel like Beefcake said earlier, guys and girls going into college have very different expectations generally. And I think girls a lot of times think that one causes the other, like, oh, if I get with this guy, then he's gonna like me from now on. But in a guy's mind, it's usually like, oh, that was fun, like, I want to try someone else next week, you know.
I totally agree with that. And I also think that guys also, just if you hook up with a guy, then just based off physical, how is he gonna know you want more?
Exactly.
How is he to know that, oh, all she wants from me is physical too, you know?
Right.
So that's also another thing you gotta take into account. And if you really like him, then make him wait. He'll just want you more later.
I've had so many girlfriends be like, why isn't he texting me? I'm like, you just showed him that you are giving him yourself and nothing. That's all he wanted.
You're not
at
making
this moment.
Him work for
you. Yeah, he did not earn anything, and he is so okay with that.
Yeah, if you give him everything, he'll know that he doesn't have to work for you.
Exactly.
And there's like a level of respect that's taken away when he knows that.
That's such a big key.
Because it's like a power thing almost.
It's a competition of, like, who cares less in college. Like, those are the successful
people. That's such a good way to put it.
Yeah. When it comes to relationships and stuff, the happiest people are the ones who don't care and they care less, and because they can just shake anything up. Like, he doesn't like me anymore. Whatever. You know, I'm on to the next one. And it's the people who really care and connect that are having a crappy time in college because they're so emotionally bound to these people that they've hooked up with once. And it's kind of crappy, honestly.
Well,
but
not to say that, like, people who care, like, suck, but it's the people who, like, think the physical, just the physical, can turn into something more.
Emotional. Yeah.
It's very hard to, like, do that transition.
True. Mm-hmm. Especially coming from girl to guy, their mindset.
It's a totally different mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
And I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I wouldn't shoot a text or Snapchat or communicate in any way right after a hookup the next day or anything, you know? Be, like follow up on it, because I feel like if you want to see if they're interested, they'll go out of their way to send you a message back. Mm-hmm, and if you're actually wondering if they care about you, because after a hookup, if a guy doesn't reply to you anymore, you definitely know what that hookup was for. Yeah, you've been used. There are going to be those people, you know, that hook up with you and they're literally going to only text you for homework answers or something. Nothing related. They're not going to want a conversation. They're just going to text you when they need you.
What's the addy? But that's a really good point you make. And I think that for girls, you shouldn't at least for me, if I was a girl,
If
I was a girl, this is what I would do. No, I'm a girl, just to clarify. Also, I think you make a good point. I wouldn't text, not to say you shouldn't, but I wouldn't personally, just to if there wasn't a clarification of what the boundaries were last night or what it was specifically. Was it just a hookup? Were you guys interested or more? Mm-hmm. Wait to see what he says, because what he says, if he says something says or doesn't say is very telling. Because if he says something like, hey, I had a super fun time last night, it was super fun, we should hang out more, or we should hang out outside of parties, then he's like, oh, he's down for
exactly.
more. But if he's like, hey, I had fun last night, see you around, then he's like, that was fun. It's kind of a one and done type thing.
Or if it's hey, I had fun last night, next weekend my roommate's gone.
Then you for sure know it's just physical and you're being used. But if you're okay with that, then I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that. I feel there's a stigma on slut shaming too, but in college it happens all the time. And
absolutely.
A guy could
hook up with five girls and they'll be known as a player, but a girl can hook up with five guys and she'll two guys, and she'll be like, what a slut.
Yeah,
she slept with the whole school.
I don't understand that stigma behind it, especially if a girl is confident about it and she owns up. The only problem, the only time when I get into a problem is when girls are being closet sluts and then they don't admit to it.
That's true.
And they try to act like they're so angelic and pure, and we all know what's really happening. But the girls that are just like, yep, I just banged three guys last week. Good for you, girl.
Way more respect for that, as opposed to the person who's like, they know better. They know better, but they're like, I don't know what's happening. You know better. We all know better for you. We told you. Stop doing it.
Exactly. Or there's some people that play the victim and they're like, I didn't know, I feel this is a problem for freshmen too, or any girls that feel like they constantly need a boyfriend or whatnot. They'll go out, and since guys aren't looking for a relationship, they'll give you as much attention as they want to give you until they know that you're going to hook up with them.
Until they get what they want.
Yeah, and so and girls are going to feel all high and mighty. Oh, this guy is all over me. He wants me. And then, boom, what happened? Why didn't he?
Of course he's going to call you the most beautiful girl in the world.
five shots
deep. He said that to me, and then I hooked up with him, and then he didn't say anything. Yeah. Well, he still thinks I'm the most beautiful girl in the world. He doesn't think that.
Yeah.
Never did. He never did in the first place. Guys will literally say anything to get you to hook up with them. So you can't take.
That is so true.
You have to recognize the environment you're in.
Exactly. You have to recognize the environment, and you have to recognize what they want or what they expect out of saying that.
And it's a lot easier here at Dominican, just because there's 2,000 kids here, and then your friend group is the same 100 people, and you all know what people are valuing. But when you're in a bigger environment, a bigger university, I feel like this could be a lot harder to establish the difference between a guy who wants to hook up with you or wants to actually get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's some key things you can look out for. Like Kate said, the environment you're in, and if you talk to one of their friends that are there at the party. You could just talk to their friends, see how their friend is, first of all, and then ask your friend about the guy. Because if you're at a party and their friend's drunk, they're going to be so honest with you. And he's like, this guy totally just wants to bang you, So I would, send one of your friends out and have them do some research.
Also, another good point, just like you said, the bigger schools, it's a lot harder to find this stuff, but it's one of the great things about Dominican is we have access to knowing people in a whole nother way that bigger schools, they don't get that environment, So we get to learn about people in a whole new way, and we should not only use that for friendships, but relationships as well, other outside potential relationships.
Yeah. And I feel like it makes you think twice, because it's not I did this, I'm never going to see him again.
Wrong.
You're going to see him every
he
day.
He could be in your class.
Three times a day, maybe.
Both of them could be in your class.
Yeah, this rolls into my next thing about you need to establish some no hookup zones. So this is how I'm going to put it. So ground zero equals your dorm or your house or your room, whatever. But the closer anyone lives to ground zero, the less I advise you to hook up with them. So for instance, students in other dorms, so if we're in Pinafore, if they're in Fanjo, you know, fair game, go for it. So students on the same floor as you, you know, that's okay, mm-hmm. I think still. But students that are in your same classroom, no, because you're going to be seeing them every day. But if you're one of those people that don't make it awkward, mm-hmm. when you hook up with them, then you know what? You do you. Hook up with yep. everyone in your classroom if you want. But
hook up with your teacher.
Just kidding.
Don't do that. That's a terrible idea.
Horrible idea.
But also, I suggest not making, especially at Dominican, since it's such a small school, don't make it awkward when you see the person after you hook up with them, because you're just gonna slowly decrease or lessen your friend group size.
That's so true. And it's only awkward if you make it awkward. If you don't make it, if you say, oh, hi, like that one guy I said earlier who said we should hook up, the next time I saw him, I said, oh, hey, what's up? Like, I was totally normal. And then from then on, we never spoke of it again.
I know. And if you hook up with someone and then you see them in the cafeteria and they can tell, like, when you try not to make eye contact and the cafeteria is 200 square feet, I think, in size. You're obviously going to see each other. And when someone is going out of their way to make it seem like you don't want to see them, it totally comes off really weird.
And you can tell because the school is so small that if they have a class that's right next to yours, but they take like a 2-mile loop around the school just not to see you, you know, it's obvious.
I know. And if you see that happening, I don't know, I'm one of those people that just don't engage the conversation in a weird way either. Just talk about something random. Try and continue on life as it would be before you hooked up with them if you're really nervous
and
about
it.
And
if you're nervous too, fake it until you make it. If you just go out there confidently, like, you didn't do nothing wrong, then
you didn't do nothing wrong.
And then
I wasn't at your place last night. What are you talking about? little Kate here. We have Kate squared on the show today, but little Kate, I'm going to ask her for some feedback.
Just to add to the awkwardness around campus, going back to the last segment, don't hook up with someone who has a boyfriend or girlfriend, because no matter what, it will be awkward because their boyfriend or girlfriend is always around and then you can't talk to them at school. So might as well just stay friends, because then you actually can talk to them.
Exactly. And I feel like that happens more with guys cheating on their girlfriends. So like we said, with the crazy girlfriends, they're going to tell their friends, and then their friends are going to tell their friends, and there's going to be this horrible stigma about you, and you're going to have a bad reputation of, oh, that's the girl that I hooked up with my mm-hmm. best friend's boyfriend, you know, and you do not want to be known as that person. So especially if you're still an underclassman coming in, you don't want to start off your 4 years of college known as that, because that would just be horrible.
And it's also, you can legit ruin friend groups. You can ruin your whole friend basis, like foundation, by just like one interaction that you didn't mean to happen. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was in high school and I didn't know anything about this stuff, and I was talking to this guy, and then we hooked up after prom, and then I didn't know he was talking to somebody else because he didn't tell me. Ooh. And then we get back and someone asked me, and I was confident about it. I was like, oh yeah, we hooked up. And then I didn't know he was talking to one of my friends. Like, we weren't friends, but we were close enough that I shouldn't have hooked up with him.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. And then it ruined my, like, I was friends with all of his friends. I went over to his house. We hung out a lot. And it ruined, like, I could never go back there again because that old friendship was just ruined.
You were not welcome.
And not only ruined my friendship with him, which was really fun, and we, like, laughed all the time, it ruined my friendship with all of his friends who I was really close with, too.
Exactly. That's the tricky part, is establishing. There are some friend groups, though, where the guys, I've met some guys who are like, oh, have hooked up all with the same girl or even dated the same girl, and ooh. I'm really confused about that, but they just shake it off. They're like, yeah, it's your turn, and they don't care.
Like, sometimes as a girl, if you are, like, you think you might be awkward after a hookup, like, maybe that would help you not hook up. Yeah, in the first place. Or if it's, like, a friend, be like, is this really worth it? If it doesn't materialize into something I want it to be, like, is it worth it?
One of the things I think that every girl goes through at some point in her life is a little bit of a slut phase. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's correct for you guys, but for me, I didn't know I didn't think ahead the intentions of other guys. Someone said to me, like, you're just going for, like, the what feels good right now. Like, right now, it feels good to get, attention. But then you, like, look at the idea, well, do you want instant gratification or do you want to feel good afterwards?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I'd thought about that and I was like, okay. And then the first, like, then while I was here, I denied this guy of a hookup. And like afterwards, you know how sometimes you feel a little bit, like we said, uncomfortable, like yeah. seeing mm-hmm. people around? Afterwards, I saw him and he was the one, like I felt like he was the girl. Like he felt yeah. uncomfortable yeah. and I was confident because I just shut you down and I'm better and I'm awesome.
But you know what I really respect from a guy is when you shut them down like that and then you see them in public with it and they still continue a conversation perfectly confidently yep. and yeah. they... So I give some guys kudos to that. Like, even absolutely. After they get knocked down, they're still going to try again. You know, good for you.
Yeah. Or not even try it again, but try to make it not awkward.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because you never know. One, they could have been drunk and they yeah. maybe didn't want to go there with you like
yeah.
like that. Maybe they wanted to go about it a different way. Or maybe they're just embarrassed. But the people who, like, get right back at it are very impressive, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that is going to wrap up our hookup segment of this radio show where I'm talking all about dating. This is DJ Gaines. Thank you for tuning in on this fine Tuesday afternoon to my show, Fresh Take, live Tuesdays, 2 to 3 on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. Thank you guys for tuning back in. This is DJ Gaines with Fresh Take live Tuesdays 2 to 3 on radio.dominican.edu. If you guys are just tuning in, this show is all about dating. And in my first two segments, I talked about just general first year advice on dating and relationships. And then my second segment was about hookups. This last segment is going to be a quick one. It's going to be talking about long-term and long-distance relationships. I have a special guest here, Mads Powell, and she's going to give me some of her insight because she herself has been through this. But first, I'm just going to talk about long-distance relationships, and they're not just a college phenomenon. People in all stages of their life will experience this at some point, I feel like. And sometimes they're not worth the work, but other times it does turn out that it is worth it, and it will all work its way out in the end. I feel underclassmen seem to be more optimistic about keeping their high school relationships throughout college because they usually come in being super optimistic with their long-distance relationship from being high school sweethearts. But once you get to college, they realize that jealousy and trust become huge issues and that miscommunication can easily spark arguments such as, oh my gosh, he didn't text me in the last 4 hours. What is he doing? And then that can spark some small argument, which I think is a little bit absurd. And studies find that you'll actually feel more lonely and depressed more often than not when you have a significant other in college and they're somewhere far away, because it can be hard to enjoy college life with a distant boyfriend or girlfriend constantly on your mind. So I brought Mads Powell here today because I wanted to hear a little bit about her insights on her relationship and how she has been so successful in maintaining a relationship for so long. So first, I want to ask, how long have you and your boyfriend been together?
All right, we've been together about a year and a half coming up.
A year and a half now, and how did you two meet?
We met really randomly. I decided to go to Cal one night with some of my friends here at Dominican, just because we were bored of the old Dominican scene. Mm-hmm. And we go there, and we're at, like, this football party, and we're all getting kicked out. And this guy comes up to me and my group of friends, just like, who are you guys? Like, what are you guys doing after this? And we didn't really know what to do. And he took us to, like, a different party, and that was it. Until a few weeks later, I knew that he played baseball, and I had wanted to go to a couple games that season because I enjoy watching baseball. So I was like, hey, what are you doing? Like, can mm-hmm. I come to a game? Like, strictly intending on being friends. Like, I didn't really know. He seemed like a really nice guy. So I just wanted to hang out more, honestly. And then we started hanging out and just, like, kind of going out a few times. Nothing super serious. And then he asked me on a real date, and we kind of just went from there. But it was super random, super unexpected, and that was, like, the best part of it.
Was it? Didn't he actually drop a bottle or something on your toe? What
happened? Yes, so
explain that.
The night that we met, we go to a different party, and he has, like, a large bottle, a half gallon of alcohol, like, full, completely full, and I'm, like, looking all cute, like, feeling good, and all of a sudden, I just get this excruciating pain, like, worse than I've ever had before, and I realize that he just dropped the entire bottle of Captain Morgan on my toe, and I broke three toes, and I was out from spring season for 2 weeks in a boot.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
So, what was the hardest obstacle you two have had to cross so far?
I think it's each summer being long distance, because we don't live far. I mean, Cal is 30 minutes away, so we did have access to, like, hang out mm-hmm. with each other a few times a week. But then transitioning right away, I feel like it was hardest the first year. So we started dating a year and a half ago in April, and then in May, he basically went away to Massachusetts for the entire summer. And mm-hmm. it was just at the beginning of our relationship. So, you know, you're still that honeymoon phase mm-hmm. and wanting to be with each other all the time. And I still want to be with him all the time. But it was just hard transitioning so quickly into that long distance phase, figuring out what works, time zone differences. And one thing that we really found out that works is minimize the texting. Like, we're on completely different schedules. Pick a time of day where you can both sit down and FaceTime for 40 minutes mm-hmm, and catch up on your day.
Yeah, I never really thought about that one, but that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And so you live in Oregon and he lives in Southern California. Yeah. So how did you combat that? Did you fly and visit him, or did he come visit you?
It was both. We did a thing, like, last Christmas break, he would come up to visit me in Oregon for a few days, and then I would fly right down with him to go to San Diego for a few days mm-hmm. because we both really enjoy each other's family and how important they are to each other. So we kind of try to do, like, a 2-in-1 trip each time. So
okay. And so your family, how does your family feel about him? I feel like that's a huge thing, and vice versa.
They love him, and I was so nervous because I never had a boyfriend in high school and nothing serious about this at all. And I remember my mom, when I first said that I was, like, going out with this guy, she was asking me a million questions, just
as
like typical
moms
mom.
Would, yeah.
And so I was super nervous for them to meet him, not in a bad way, because I knew that they would love him, mm-hmm. just that, like, this, I told them I was getting serious about him, and they still hadn't met him, like, a month or two in. But they met him, and I mean, it was just like instant connection. He's just such a personable guy, and my parents are also very talkative, and they're not like creepy weird, like freak him out. Like, my dad wouldn't scare him off unless he was like a jerk, which he's not. So it was just like a really casual relationship, mm-hmm. and it's great.
So what tips would you have for college, for people in college who are in a long distance relationship? When do you think they should call it quits, and when do you think they should pursue it, and how should they work with that long distance?
I think you should call it quits if you realize that you're having more sad days or more days questioning your relationship than ones where you're not. Like, if sometimes you have to make a pro-con list, and I feel like it seems dumb, but if you have more cons on your list than you do pros about that person, it's kind of time to call it off. And especially if your friends start noticing, I feel like that's a big key. Like, a mm-hmm. lot of times when I've had friends in bad long-distance relationships, a lot of people had been telling them that, you know, we don't think you're doing okay, you stopped hanging out with us,
listen,
you've secluded
mm-hmm.
yourself. Yeah, listen to the people that know you best. My advice also would be to not overthink every situation, and it's very hard sometimes in mm-hmm. long distance. Like you were saying, oh, so-and-so hasn't texted me back for 4 hours, like, what are they doing? But you're in this relationship for a reason. Yeah. You're supposed to trust them for mm-hmm. a reason until they give you a reason not to trust
exactly.
them. Go in with trust. Give it all you have. Mm-hmm. And I've found it so many times where I have this like little negative thought in my head, like, oh, well, like, what are they doing? Like, why aren't they texting me? And I'm like,
yeah.
or he could just be sleeping. And 9.9 times out of 10, it's sleeping or like
yeah,
doing
something stupid.
Something
that's
like,
not related.
No,
at
so
all.
I say go in with the positive thought, like, oh, she's probably just hanging out with her friends because they haven't seen each other in a long time.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be on her phone right now.
Maybe
not
she's
that
in class.
She's,
maybe.
Yeah, not that she's hanging out with 8 other guys
yeah,
without
that,
me.
So
you know
funny,
what I mean?
That's what our minds
yeah.
go to right away. And then this is where it gets kind of tricky because how does he have any girlfriends? Because
yeah.
vice versa, when how earlier I was saying guys, girls and guys can be just friends. How do you mm-hmm. cope with that?
I cope with it because I have so many guy friends. Like, all my high school core friends are my guy friends. I mean, I have a lot of girlfriends too, but mm-hmm. just such a core group of my friends are guy friends that constantly check in with me, FaceTime me, call me.
Yeah.
And we established that very early on. Like,
okay.
look, I
yeah.
have a bunch of guy friends. And mm-hmm. so I tried to introduce him to them as soon as I could. Just
okay,
because
yeah, that's good.
Matching a face to a name, like on mm-hmm. a text message, means something more than like, oh, who's that random girl texting you? Oh,
yeah.
well, this is a girl that I've been friends with for 10 years. Well,
okay,
how come yeah. I never heard of her before? You know uh-huh. what I mean? I think just going over the fact that he has a lot of girlfriends and I have a lot of guy friends and they mean a lot to us. We're not just going to drop them because we have a boyfriend
exactly,
or girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they mean as much as me as my best girlfriend does. So why would you stop? You know, it's just trust.
Yeah, yeah exactly. So trust is key in these long-term yes. relationships, fellas. You yes. heard it from Mads Pal.
Yes.
So this is, thank you guys for tuning in to my segments today and my show where I talked all about dating. This is DJ Gaines. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. But before I go, I want to give a little shout out to DJ Beefcake with her show, Where's the Beef? It's coming on next, 3 to 4. Once again, thank you for tuning in to my show on radio.dominican.edu. Have a great day.
And talking from experience, I know how he would feel, waking up and finding that his one love wasn't real. But the age of truth will soon appear. Aquarius arrives. A man's a man who looks a man right between the